You're listening to the Texas Standard.
While we're on the topic of 2018, the deadline for Texas candidates to file to run in the upcoming primaries come and gone as of yesterday. If you're trying to keep up with a crowded field of, let's just look at the Democratic gubernatorial candidates alone, you may be wondering how best to sort through all of the political racket. Well, here to help us out is the Austin American Statesman's political editor, Bob G. And Bob, I understand there are five races the political team at the Statesman is keeping a particularly close eye on, and one of them is that gubernatorial race.
That's right, David. So Lupe Valdez, who's the Democratic sheriff in Dallas County, is the favorite, the establishment pick from the party, but she's not very well known statewide, and she likely is going to need to beat Andrew White, who's the son of Mark White, former Democratic governor from the 80s, and Andrew White is even less known than Lupe Valdez, but he's more of a moderate, he's trying to position himself as a centrist candidate. So that'll be one to watch there.
Former Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson wants his job back, it sounds like.
Yeah, that was a real shocker. He was a big critic of George P. Bush in his first term as Land Commissioner, criticizing him over his job running this redevelopment project at the Alamo and also Hurricane Harvey relief. So Jerry Patterson said, I'm just going to run against him because I'm retired, but I really feel like I need to fix what he sees as a problem running that agency.
We were just talking about Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold, the controversy surrounding that race. Bob, you saw the New York Times. He stands to become the kind of poster child for the way congressional offices are run these days, no?
Right. And, you know, I think he could run into some trouble there. A lot could happen between now and the March 6th primary, which is, you know, just less than 3 months away. So in that race, you've got six Republicans running against him, which is obviously very unusual for an incumbent. One of the probably bigger names is Breck Bruhn, who's the chairman of the Texas Water Development Board, who resigned to run that race.
There's a Democratic state representative from the Austin area, very well-known, Donna Dukes. She is seeing some Democratic challengers, this after facing some legal difficulties.
You know, she had been indicted and under indictment for almost a year on corruption charges, and then the Travis County District Attorney dropped those charges this fall. In the interim, several Democrats said they would challenge her, and they followed through with that, even though she's now, you know, not facing any legal trouble. So there are five Democrats running in that race, and probably the biggest name is former Austin City Council member Cheryl Cole.
All right, so we've talked about the gubernatorial contest, the land commissioner race. We've talked about Blake Farenthold and that congressional seat. We've talked about the state representative from the Austin area. What are we missing, number five?
The fifth one is the seat held by Lamar Smith. So he is a Republican congressman, has been in office for 30 years from San Antonio, and his district stretches up actually to just steps from where we're sitting now. Just the northern stretches of the district is in West Campus and runs through South Austin, down through Hays County and the Hill Country into San Antonio. So he's retiring, and it's seen as a Republican district, and so there's 10 Republicans running in that race, and that's includes Chip Roy, who's a former chief of staff of Ted Cruz, and he's gotten the Cruz endorsement. And the other bigger name is Jason Isaac, who's a Republican state representative from Dripping Springs.
Any Democrats in the
There are three Democrats running. One of them is raised quite a bit of money in so far. His name is Joseph Kopser. He's a Army veteran, war veteran, and a Harvard graduate, Austin Tech executive. So that, you know, the Democrats see that as a possible pickup there.
Bob G. is political editor at the Austin American Statesman. We'll have a link to their latest at texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.